This is a Sichuan news update. Tennille Johnston had downtown Nanaimo as her backdrop as she kicked off her campaign to become the next leader of the federal New Democrat Party. Johnston is from the Wewakai First Nations and has worked for various Indigenous health services as a social worker. In 2022, she became the first ever Indigenous person elected as councillor with the City of Campbell River. At Mapeo Sun Park on Wednesday, October 8th, Johnston announced she is throwing her name in the ring to seek the leadership of the New Democratic Party of Canada. She is the first Indigenous woman to do so. She spoke with CHY after the announcement. She says as leader, she would ensure the voices of all communities are being represented.
Our First Nations, our Métis, our Inuit, our seniors population, our veterans, our 2S LGBTQIA community, our people of invisible and visible disabilities. There's so many people that I feel have maybe felt like they're not completely included in the NDP or don't see themselves in the NDP, and I want to make sure that they do. Because we are their party. We are here for them. They are us. That is the NDP.
This leadership race comes after previous leader Jagmeet Singh stepped down on election night, April 28th of this year, after losing his seat to federal Liberal candidate Wade Chang. Don Davies, Member of Parliament for Vancouver Kingsway, was selected on May 5th by the party as interim party leader of the NDP after Singh's resignation. With the NDP currently only having 7 seats in Parliament, Johnston says while the party is small, they are still mighty.
You know what's interesting about the number 7 is it's actually quite meaningful in a number of different Indigenous communities across the country. It represents the 7 directions. So that's the 4 directions that we're commonly used to in colonial culture, but then it also represents above, below, and within. And so I think that the fact that there's 7 of them means something, and that's actually very, very strong. And I've never been someone that's discouraged any small thing from being mighty.
This is not Johnston's first run at federal politics. This past spring, she ran as the NDP candidate in the North Island Powell River riding, where she came in second to Conservative Aaron Gunn. But she believes the NDP can still take the riding back.
I think folks were politically just worried that if they did not place their ballot for the Liberal Party that we would see Pierre Poilievre as our leader, and that was also driving a lot of votes. Unfortunately, understanding the political landscape in North Island, Powell River, a vote for the Liberal Party was never going to do that. It was actually going to work for the opposite. So I think folks are ready.
She's running for the leader spot without her own seat in Parliament, but she says it actually gives her an advantage.
And investing time in our riding associations, investing time in our student body associations, in our different not-for-profits across the country, in our First Nations communities, Métis communities, Inuit communities, to make sure that they feel valid and valued by our party. And I think that is work that can be done better outside of the House of Commons.
She says if elected as leader, her first job will be working towards getting the NDP as many seats as possible during the next election.
You cannot, all these big, beautiful things that we want to do, like we want the affordable housing and we want healthcare for absolutely every single human in our country. All of these beautiful things we cannot do without more seats in the House of Commons.
Johnston is the only leadership candidate from Vancouver Island, but not the first. The last resident of Vancouver Island to seek the leadership of the federal NDP was former BC Premier Dave Barrett, who at the time was MP for Esquimalt Wanda Fuca. Johnston and other leadership contenders have until the end of January to meet the party's criteria for inclusion on the leadership ballot, collecting required nomination signatures and entry fees. Other leadership candidates are expected to tour through island ridings throughout the fall. Leadership election results will be announced during the party's annual convention in Winnipeg on March 29, 2026. For CHY News, with files from Jesse Woodward, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.